following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, small business, mid-sized companies. Glad to help with some issues there. And some of the things we're running into more commonly now are, as far as companies and firms are concerned, strategies, exit strategies specifically for business owners.
Yes.
Right? As the rest of the population starting to retire, so are the men and women who have founded their own companies and watched them grow, and now they're ready to go on. And so how do you do that?
Yeah, and there's a lot of different levels, because if you're a personal service company and you don't necessarily have tangible, it's not like selling real estate where you have it, you know, you can sell it in growth, but on a company that is service-oriented, mm-hmm. it's the goodwill and the name of the company. How does that transition?
Yeah. So ins and outs on that, and for some folks, it needs to be some well-thought-out planning 3 to 5 years ahead.
Sometimes longer.
Well, it depends. Yeah. But yeah, so again, lots of different ways to do things, and of course we are excited about helping folks just individually as well.
Well, I had a situation like that come up recently where some individuals were forming a partnership. This involved more than three, so there were a bunch of people involved. And it was interesting because what they did was they formed their partnership, but then less than 2 months into it, they had some partners who wanted out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's, oh, what a hassle.
And that's life.
It does happen. And then, yeah. you know, and so when you, if you're forming businesses or partnerships or corporations, they're sometimes in the legal documents that you draw up, you have to have already in the documents what happens if mm-hmm. yeah, somebody wants out. What's the exit strategy for that type of situation?
Right. So one of the things, though, that usually isn't always a part of, well, part of this thing, though, is for, let's say, these people who want to leave are integral to the business, and the business has done well, and they're making money, but how do you get them out fairly, right?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That was the question.
Yeah. we see this more often than you might even possibly
think, right?
Yeah. So we handle all of those things. And, of course, everyday things like Jamie's going to talk about 10 reasons not to retire. Huh? Okay. Also, a couple of personal stories here from clients who we never divulge anything that you know them by. Mm-hmm. But what kinds of things happen when you have the patriarch of the family who passes away, and now you're trying to lower taxes because you got property involved that's worth mm-hmm. more than a few bucks. So what happens there? And also we'll take a look at what's going on Wall Street and on your street right now. Here we go into a break here. If you got a question right now and got to run or something, give us a call right this minute. We'll talk to you in private on the phone at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 7879. You're listening to Tony Navarro and Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planners, Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
Blake Sander here for Apple Ford. When you're looking for great service while buying a new vehicle, stop in at Apple Ford and ask for me, Blake Sander. I'll listen to your needs and concerns and find the perfect car, truck, or SUV at the right price. And I promise, my service doesn't stop when you drive off the lot. If you have more questions or needs after the sale, I'll always be at your service. Just call me at 979-203-9098. As an avid supporter of the youth in the area, I'm proud to help bring you the Washington County Fair Junior Livestock Auction.
Tune in to KWHI on Thursday, September 20th, starting at 2 p.m. to hear the live broadcast of the 150th Washington County Fair Junior Livestock Auction. You'll hear firsthand what all the top winners of the fair receive at the sale. This broadcast is brought to you by Brenham Ironworks, Cattleman Supply, Four County Auction, Krennic Tractor Repair, BK Auto Repair, Apple Ford Blake Sander, HEB Food Store, and Washington County Waterwells. Tune in to KWHI this Thursday, starting at 2 p.m. for the Washington County Junior Livestock Sale, brought to you live. Only on KWHI.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community since 1945. Let them show you Rheem and Rinnai heaters, space heaters, and a variety of outdoor cookers and burners. They even have boiling pots to fit your needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care. And they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham. Or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Texas' most exciting carnival midway, the Heart of America Shows, welcomes everyone to the 150th Washington County Fair. Heart of America Shows presents a sneak preview night on Tuesday from 6 till 11. Admission to the fairgrounds is free on Tuesday, and you can ride all the rides you want all night long for $20. Choose from over 30 exciting, heart-throbbing, teeth-gritting rides. Come out and enjoy the new Time Machine, plus 100-foot Super Shot, Power Slide, and Giant Crocodile, plus many favorites like the Kamikaze, Orbiter, Bumper Cars, Zero Gravity, Cliffhanger, and a lot more. The little ones will enjoy the new Luna Park Mini Carousel. Heart of America Shows also has fun games, cotton candy, candied apples, popcorn, and drinks at their conveniently located food booths. Sneak a peek at the Heart of America Carnival at the Washington County Fair on Tuesday and ride all the rides you can from 6 till 11 p.m. for $20. Also performing on the main stage on Tuesday is La Tropa Estrella, only at the 150th Washington County Fair. Admission to the fairgrounds is free this Tuesday.
Dan's Meat Market salutes the Washington County Fair, going on now in Brenham. Hey, junior livestock auction buyers, Dan's Meat Market offers free hauling, custom slaughtering, processing, and double wrapping at no extra charge. Pick up your meat when ready at Dan's Meat Market. Dan's also offers calves processed to your specifications for your freezer. Just call Dan's Meat Market at 836-2212 or at 451-2045. Or stop in at 1003 South Austin in Brenham. Picking up fair projects for many years. Good luck to all the participants.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with some of the members of the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. We've got an office in Central Texas in the city of Brenham. We're on Main Street just across from the courthouse. And another office in the city of Houston on St. James Place, about a mile or so from the Houston Galleria area, just far enough out to where you don't have to worry about a whole bunch of traffic. Because that is a mess.
Except for the construction on the West Loop.
Okay.
There at Woodway
or San Felipe, Post Oak.
They're putting in a new lane or something right there. And
there's a flyover bridge or some weird thing they're doing over there.
They're building a two-mile bus lane.
Is that what it is? Oh, my gosh.
Service the retailers in the Galleria.
Okay.
There you go.
So that will be finished someday.
That may be finished. Okay. But in the meantime, though, there are a lot of other ways you can map to get to our office, and we'll be glad to help you with that. Here's a way to reach us in general. And by the way, perfect timing right now to come in for your free review. You can have answers to your questions, get started on things, verify that what you're doing is on track and you're super great, you're doing well, and you're managing things properly. We've got a managing nightmare story this morning that we're going to come to in a second. And we don't want that to happen to you, right? So here's our number to set up that free review. Don't have problems if you don't need to, right? Here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Real quickly before we jump into a couple of things here, I did have someone who told me the very sad story that they went ahead and took their Social Security at 66, and they didn't realize.
That's full retirement age, though,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't realize they were going to miss out on over $200,000 in Social Security payments because they weren't waiting until they were 70.
Did they have to take it at 66?
Nope.
They
just
still working
thought that they were full retirement age at 66. And they didn't realize that their retirement Social Security benefit would increase by 8% per year to age 70. Well, that's 32% over those years and a hike.
Pretty good return.
That's pretty doggone good. And if you're going to live to what the charts say your regular age of dying is going to be, that's over $200,000 for most people.
The other part of that is, if you are full retirement age and you wait till 70 and you get a much higher Social Security benefit and you die, your spouse gets your higher benefit.
Benefit. And it doesn't affect yours at all, right?
Yep.
This just happens for the spouse, right? So again, be careful. You need some Social Security planning assistance along with the rest of the stuff you're doing or whatever. Come in, ask about it first, so you don't make a goof up and lose big money.
And for females, that's a really important point, because females generally live 8 to 10 years longer than males.
Yep.
And if your husband passes away and took Social Security earlier than was needed, that's money that you're going to miss out on for that 8 to 10 years that you live beyond what your husband would have lived to.
Mm-hmm. One thing you don't consider, if the husband and wife, retiree, Social Security, one dies, you don't keep getting both checks.
That's right.
So your income drops.
So you're going to get the higher of whichever of your checks.
Yep, correct.
Is the highest. Okay? So, which one of those is it going to be? Well, if you wait until 70, it's going to be a higher one of those. Right?
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Let's talk real quickly about something that's brand new coming out about your credit.
This sounds pretty cool. That's
Now we've all known.
We talk about, how do we find out what we're going to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, we do a lot of reading. And one of the things that I found out about that I was simply not aware of is that you can freeze your credit. Now, what that means is that you can go to the credit reporting agencies. There are three major ones that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And request that your credit be frozen. What that means then is no one can apply for credit and under your name or your Social Security number or anything. And
unlock it or whatever?
Yeah, unless you unlock the ability to apply for that credit. Because anytime you apply for credit, they go to these credit reporting agencies. And if they go to the credit reporting agency and say, well, that person's credit is locked, well, you're not going to get a loan. And so that prevents anybody falsely applying for credit under your name or your Social Security number and getting it.
So if you're going to buy a car and you're going to need a loan for financing that car, you can unlock this feature long enough for them to search Experian or TransUnion or whoever they use at the car dealership, for instance, to decide whether they're going to give you the loan for that car. And then you can freeze it over again after you've already done your deal?
That's right. They call that thawing it.
All right.
Because it's a temporary unfreezing, so they call thawing it, where you want to temporarily apply for something so you can go to the credit reporting agency. Now, the reasons that this is important is, besides the fact that you're protecting your credit, is it used the credit reporting agencies used to charge you in order to have the capability of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Starting this week, that is going to become free.
And that's a big plus.
It is a big plus. So you can go to the credit reporting agencies. Now, again, I knew nothing about this, but you can evidently do this now. Starting this week, it's going to be available to consumers to freeze their credit, and it will not cost them anything. And when that happens, my understanding is that you get a PIN number or something that identifies your freeze on your credit with those credit reporting agencies. And then when you want to thaw it out, you use your PIN number to do that.
We're going to have to check on this one.
We talk a lot about, you know, preventing identity theft and, you know, all the different scams that are out there. But this is going to be something that's going to be really good for the consumer, is the ability to freeze your credit so that nobody opens up. We run across this all the time where people are trying to open up credit cards or apply for loans or whatever under your Social Security number or your name. This prevents that. It does not help you with credit cards that you have now currently with some of the skimming and stealing your credit card and using it doesn't protect against that. But for somebody trying to open accounts in your name or using your Social Security number, this prevents that. And so it's a really great feature that if you're concerned about it, you need to look into it. The article that I read about it said that this has been available for a long time, but guess what prevents people from doing it?
I had to pay for it.
Well, that's one. The other one is, I don't think that's ever going to happen to me.
Yeah.
And when it does happen to you, you have a nightmare.
Yeah. So the new thing, so you're probably going to get some sort of a notice from whichever credit bureau or bureaus. If you have those credit things where you can go online with your ID and Social Security number, if you've got one of those accounts where you monitor your credit regularly,
yeah, I know it's one of the bank
accounts.
Probably
going to let you know about this like immediately.
That would be kind of, I assume it's kind of online. If they give you a PIN number, then I assume it's some things you can do online, not necessarily write a handwritten letter to the credit bureaus. That takes a lot of work, and people wouldn't do that.
And if you're going to do it, you need to do it with all three credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing it with one isn't going to help you.
Okay, good idea. There you go. You got it right here. I didn't even hear that on the network news this morning, so got it right here. There you go. Let's talk a little bit about this case that we'll start it with you, Doug, before we get to our first break. This is a real life case. The names and any information anybody might know are being left out. But these are clients of yours over many years, and you suddenly get a phone call, and all this stuff is in the works.
I was thinking about this Money Makeover show is to help you make better, smarter financial decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you, what do you ask? What questions do you ask? This couple, patriarch died May this year. Mom and the two adult kids. Dad had things all over the place. It was a large estate, and so they were worried about the marital disclaimers and leaving half to the spouse and half to the trust. But the husband didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He left it to the kids, Well, the kids, the adult children, they don't need it. They're very successful on their own right, and they don't need it. They want to keep the money there for the mom. And so they apparently got an attorney that they said it was a junior attorney, and I don't know what that. Anyway.
Maybe he doesn't do as much estate planning and those kind of probate.
He was, I've known him for 30, 40 years, and he's the type of person that shops CDs. Mm-hmm. So he might have five.
You're talking about the patriarch.
The patriarch might have five CDs at five different banks.
Yeah.
Okay. So trying to put all this stuff together, and the kids don't want the money. So how do you do that? I said, well, because they want to be able to take advantage of the marital exemption, where you can exempt $5 million or $5.4 million each person. Well, Dad died. So we want to be able to put something, it doesn't have to be $5 million worth, it could be a couple hundred thousand, whatever, but into a trust so the kids can disclaim it, meaning they don't need to take it, and now it can go into the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so that worked well, but a lot of property involved here, different parcels
real
of
estate.
Real estate.
Income, apartment buildings, that
kind
of
just
stuff.
Different commercial things. Yeah. And so it's producing income. But one thing most people don't know, trusts are taxed at, I think it's $15,000 of income is taxed at
39.5. 12.5. Okay. Yeah, it's even lower.
39% and up. I mean, that's the highest tax bracket there is. You only need to earn $12,500 in a trust.
So, and everything else is taxed at those big rates.
Yeah, you're losing 40% of your money. So I told him, I said, well, you can pick and choose the property of what goes into that trust and what mom keeps. Well, mom can keep the income-producing property.
Sure.
And some that aren't producing as much, put those in the trust.
Mm-hmm.
So now they can grow in value, which is not taxable. And the trust can sell the property if mom ever needs money, which I doubt she ever will because she's got all this other property. But just questions like that make a difference. And so I finally got down to, do you have another attorney we can get a second opinion on? Because the junior attorney never talked about disclaiming or telling them about the how to put the different pieces of property in the different trust.
But again, we weren't privy to the conversation, you know, we don't know what kind of questions they were asking the attorney. We don't know if they told the attorney all the types of things that they really wanted to accomplish.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why, as we talked about, you know, when you do the free review, one of the things we try and do is uncover all of the things that you're interested in accomplishing.
And what questions should you ask?
Yeah.
And so they have a whole page full of questions.
I mean, we're not going to tell you how
we're not
legal
attorneys.
Advice,
that's
but
right.
We can say, you know what? You really do need some legal advice and be sure you bring up these points and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's very, very useful. Again, the free review can be worth a lot, even if you're not in this particular situation where these folks have a lot of assets. Right.
Yeah, the other thing is don't leave your spouse hanging. Like this, the patriarch, he had money squirreled all over, different accounts all over, and mom didn't know where it was. She didn't know where all the stuff. She was afraid she wasn't going to get it.
That's not unusual.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you know, I even have some family members that I ended up, yours truly, spent about a year and a half tracking them down.
We've run across cases where one of the spouses passed away and the surviving spouse had was getting 25 different account statements that they the spouse had no idea that all of them existed.
We had 25, we were able to knock it down to 7, but it took us quite a few months to do
right.
that.
Yeah.
So all kinds of different ways we work on things that basically help you get where you need to be going and maybe get some peace of mind at the same time. All right. Going to take a little break here and come back with some reasons why you might not want to retire when you think you want to retire. Oh, Jay McKees is going to talk about that when we come back. And we'll check out what's going on in the rest of the financial world that you might need to know about as well. In the meantime, you got a question right this minute. I know some of you are listening and going, yeah, you know, my dad, my Uncle Fred, and all these other people have all these things going on. We don't know where their stuff is, and we're trying to get stuff done. Hey, need an idea too? Need some help? Whatever. Glad to help you as best we can. Give us a call right now. We'll talk to you one-on-one in private. No one else will hear you at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Navarre, Doug Neal, and Jamie Keys on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Are you tired of working long hours during the day to get no sleep at night? Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and I'm working overtime to bring you our biggest savings of the year on all Sealy branded beds. Save up to $550 on select Tempur-Pedic models or opt for a free adjustable upgrade. We will not sleep until you do, so take advantage of our no interest financing options now through Labor Day before we retire these store-wide savings. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center or call 836-1010 today.
Now held over until September 17th.
Looking for a reputable pharmacy? Medical Arts in Brenham is a full-service pharmacy with a reputation of quality products and prompt personal service. Medical Arts is located at 207 East Academy Street, where you can park right in front of the door or use their convenient drive-through window. They offer prescription services, home delivery, diabetic supplies, and more. For a pharmacist you can trust, go to Medical Arts, your hometown pharmacy. Find out more when you visit their website, medicalartsdrugco.com, or call 979-836-3687.
Maybe your dream has been to build a barndominium on your rural property, or you've been envying your friend's new workshop and would love to have one of your own. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop can make it happen for you. A quick visit to ddmbuildings.com and their interactive building demo will show you the huge variety of options available for whatever you want to build. And their staff can answer your questions and help you customize your new steel building just the way you want it. Visit one of their two locations in Brenham and Bastrop, or visit online at ddmbuildings.com.
Life is complicated. Work, family, emails, children, text messages, taxes, relationships. It's complicated. But your finances don't have to be. At Associated Credit Union of Texas, they understand. That's why they make it easy. With the accounts you need, the technology you want, and the personal service you deserve without the gimmicks. Simple, straightforward, and secure. That's ACU of Texas's commitment to you. Get associated with Associated Credit Union of Texas so you can get on with life. Federally insured by the NCUA. ACUTX.org.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Their amazing cuisine crosses all North American borders. Enjoy your favorite authentic Mexican and Tex-Mex dishes, grilled steaks or Texas-sized burgers, sandwiches, or your favorite pasta dish with shrimp or chicken. Lunch is served from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. with complimentary chili con queso. Their full menu is online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos should be your new destination for the most delicious food in the Brazos Valley. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36 across from Walmart.
Your operation, the right equipment, big savings, and WC Tractor in Brenham. They're the perfect match. Buy now and you can get 0% financing, cash back, and more on the complete line of New Holland tractors, hay and forage products, and material handling equipment. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham soon for details, because the perfect match sale event ends September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Okay.
There we go. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show.
Fat fingers. Missed that button.
Yeah, there we go. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner professional in the studio, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner as well. Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana's over there now flexing his fingers. You know, ready for the next button
city.
No,
he's laughing.
Yeah, he is. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back. And again, free review, absolutely vital. especially at this time of the year, because things go on in your life. We don't want you to have boo-boos and foul-ups hit you now or in the future. Find out where you are financially, what's going on, not just your 401k balance or your IRA or this kind of stuff, but are you on track total? What's your debt level? Where are you going to live? What are you going to do? Sending kids to college, paying bills, all these things. Are you on track to do what you need to do and want to do for you and those you care most about? Here's our phone number. Come in, sit down. We'll go over things with you in confidence. And here's our number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. And I had somebody call me the other day, guys, and said, wow, I'm getting nervous because the markets, even though they wiggle around a little bit, they're up so high. Should I still be putting money in my account? I mean, I was planning to, and I've been making these monthly, you know, amounts going in. Should I still do it? I'm buying stuff too high. Well, what do you think?
Yep.
Yep, what?
Yep, we're getting calls like that. And yep. Yes, you need to continue.
Yep, because if you put it in, it could go higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And remember, it was just a few months ago, everybody said, oh, no, we're not going to go any higher. We're all this, we're all that. Yeah, you know.
But it's not up every day.
No.
That's the thing. And yeah. We've talked many, many times about, you know, the day the money goes in, and when you're on those regular contributions, you want the market to crash that day and then come back the very next day. Mm-hmm. It never happens that way. But over time, things tend to smooth out with dollar cost averaging.
Yeah, you will hit some of those days.
You hit some of those
low
days,
and then some of them will be high. And
that's right.
So you just get your strategy and you stick with it.
There's the value of being consistent, and that is one of the values of regular contributions like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't miss the money because it's generally done on payroll deduction, and you're consistently investing money over time. And on the long run, in almost all cases, in the long run, that is to your benefit.
Yeah, I got one client that is in a, I can use the word annuity, but that's all I'm going to say on that. But he's been putting the money in for 15 years, 16 years. He puts it in 3 or 4 times a year. It's a self-employment plan, an SEP. Mm-hmm. So every, I think once a quarter is what he puts money in. Doesn't matter what the market is. He just puts it in. And he's got over $1 million now. And he's
been doing it for 3 months.
Yeah. No, he's over 15 years.
Right.
But
he's
been doing it over time. And so, yeah. But now he's in his late 50s. And so it's, okay, let's move some of those funds where he's almost doubled his money is what it came down to over time. But let's move that to a different type of investment where you have some protection on it in case the market does drop 10% or 15%.
Well, and you don't move all of it, right?
No, we just move.
You can move some.
We move $250,000 out of that million.
Okay.
Just to give him a little hedge, I guess, is what you call that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can say he's hedging his money. Sounds like a really advanced investor, but it isn't. It's not.
It's just sort of some downside protection.
Right.
Well, and I think sometimes we get to where we think, well, it's all or nothing. Either I got to do the whole account and run it one way, or, you know, it doesn't make sense. Well, that's not true. You know, if you can have different parts, buckets, whatever, of money that have specific time frames and purposes, you can have as many of those as you want. Generally, there are maybe 2 or 3. You know, you got one big pot that's growing over a longer period. You got a mid-sized pot that's got a shorter time frame, depending on what you're going to need that money for. And then you got another one that's kind of like your expending pot, you know, for bills and things that come up and purchases of new home or a car or whatever it may be.
See, there's an investment. We've done this with several people is that it's their own pension. We put it in a type of fund that will guarantee them an income stream and never go backwards, but not for, I mean, they had to leave the money in there for 7, 8, 9 years, somewhere like that. But it's their pension. They got a guaranteed pension coming down the pike. But that was just part of their funds.
Well, I was just going to say, you never put it all in there.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, what if you need it?
Yeah, that's...
And you're under a contract that's going to basically fine you for early withdrawals or something like that. You don't ever put it all in there.
But
you've got to have some liquidity somewhere, guys.
See, but in those cases, it was good because, okay, this section, they know the spouse really liked it. We know for sure we're going to have this much money at least in the future. And then we got this other one that we have some downside protection on, but it's more liquid. Mm-hmm. And this other one that, yeah, we might need to put in, we want to get a new car 2 years from now. So we keep that liquid too.
So you're going to handle that money differently, though, right? You're
correct.
Not going to go into risky assets and plan markets and stuff like that, where your money that you're counting on may not be countable.
Yep, that's right.
Later on, right? Okay. So again, strategy for you and what's mattering to you and the people you care about in your life is what we do as financial planners. So please come in for the free review. At least get some things maybe thought about. We have some things to think about when you're going to go see your attorney to get your wills, trusts, any of that stuff done. We have another worksheet that's your expenses, line them up so you can get a good handle on everything, see them all in one spot. That is so awesome. And then we have another one that says, okay, you know, here's where we go now. Where are we looking in the future? I mean, there are so many different ways, you guys, that people can use
these.
Well,
it's at Better, Smarter Financial Decisions. What tools, and I was just thinking of the wealth of knowledge that we have sitting here in the studio right now, of questions. We've got people coming in. Somebody's making the one couple call up. They have an offer being made to them. They've retired from a company, and they have a choice. Do they want to get a monthly guaranteed pension, or do they want a lump sum? And it's something they weren't expecting. So now, what do we do? Because once you make the choice, you can't undo it.
Yeah, there's no do-over on usually on a pension payout like that. And not your 401k.
Yeah.
This is a pension.
Yeah,
right?
So we can walk you through the choices and the ramifications. Now, what's right for you, it's not necessarily what's right for your neighbor or the guy next to you or anything else. It's just, if you choose this, this is what could happen. Mm-hmm. Or if you choose this, this is what could happen. And a lot of times it ends up being fairly clear. Once you have the information and know what questions to ask, the choices come out feeling pretty good.
So here's our number to come in for that free review. At least have some guidelines, perhaps, of where you stand and what your potential, your possibilities are with whatever is going on financially in your life. And here's our phone number to do that, 979-836-2903. Even if it's a second opinion for you, fine. Just come by. And at least you'll have some other opinions there, and maybe the same ones. If you're on track and you're doing great and all of that, we're going to tell you. We will. So here's our number again, 979-836-2903. All right, when we come back, Jamie Keyes is going to regale us with some information about why you might not want to retire. Well, what? Jamie's going to talk about that when we come back. Meantime, you got a question right now. It's just burning away. You want to get it answered this minute in private on the phone. Here you go. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Friendly Country KWHI invites you to come out to Sears on Saturday, September 22nd for their re-grand opening celebration. We'll be there with our wagon wheel of prizes where you can spin for free and every spin's a winner. Plus, Sears is offering 30% off on all appliances, plus an extra 10% off almost everything in the store. So plan to be at your Sears hometown store in Brenham at 2507 Becker Drive on Saturday, September 22nd for their re-grand opening celebration.
Baker's Ag Service in Brenham offers turnkey excavation services in Washington County and the surrounding area for residential and commercial customers. Need a retention pond, land clearing, or site prep? Baker's Ag Service is the place to call at 979-277-4435. Call Baker's Ag Service at 979-277-4435 or email them at boekragservice@gmail.com. For quality work, call Baker's Ag Service in Brenham. Fully insured for your protection. Baker's Ag Service wishes good luck to all the Washington County Fair participants.
If you're looking to upgrade, update, or add to your current space, Woodson Lumber should be your first stop. They offer a wide range of lumber, building materials, fencing, and farm and ranch supplies, along with all the tools you need to get the job done right the first time. Woodson Lumber also carries a full line of GAF and Tamco shingles for all of your roofing needs. No matter the size of your project, Woodson Lumber is your local one-stop shop. All at Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Grocer's Automotive, good work, fair price. Grocer's Automotive, doing it right.
Hi, Joni. What's wrong with your car? It sounds weak.
Yeah, Robin. I think it needs some vitamins.
Follow me to ProServe Automotive. Our techs can put the muscle back into your car. At ProServe Automotive, we do performance checks, see if there's any maintenance due, and diagnose any problems.
Let the mechanics at ProServe Automotive in Brenham put the muscle back in your car. ProServe Automotive, 1703 South Market in Brenham. Call 830-8000 to schedule your performance check. 830-8000 to schedule your performance check at ProServe Automotive in Brenham.
Your car's all ready, Joni.
Ooh, I love muscles.
Good work, fair price. ProServe Automotive.
Advertising in the Downey book is one of the best choices in advertising I made.
Downey Publishing puts out a quality book people have come to trust and use on a daily basis.
They're really geared in helping you get your bang for the buck. I'd recommend them 100%.
Most people tell us they get it from the Downey phone book. We depend on that ad.
60% of my business comes from that Yellow Pages, maybe 70.
I fully expect to renew for next year.
It just seems like the phone keeps ringing.
Downey delivered. To advertise, call today, 866-7-DOWNEY.
The Washington County Farm Bureau is a sponsor of area youth interested in the farming and ranching industries and to the many contributions they'll make to our everyday lives in this area. The Washington County Farm Bureau is proud to show this support during the Washington County Fair and hopes that you will too by attending their fair this week in Brenham. The Farm Bureau is here to support you from the simple farming community all the way to the legislator aspects of your rights. Stop by and visit with Washington County Farm Bureau at 1703 Tom Green in Brenham.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, Christ Lutheran Sanctuary, and numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 31 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Be among the first to know who the winner of the Washington County Fair's Queen Contest is when you tune into KWHI on Wednesday, September 19th at 6 p.m. for the live broadcast of the Queen's Crowning Ceremonies. Brought to you live from the Washington County Fairgrounds and sponsored by J&J Packing, Brenham National Bank, Collier's Construction, Paget Hearing Aid Center, and Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant. Who will be crowned Fair Queen of the 150th Washington County Fair? Tune in Wednesday at 6 p.m. to be one of the first to know.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, alrighty. Toe tapping time. Meaning we're just in a few last minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. Hey, Renewal Financial Group open offices in Brenham for Central Texas and Houston for the rest of Texas out there. I'm glad to have you join us either place. If you'd like to come by for that free review and no one tries to shake you down, get you to move your money if you don't want to, all that kind of stuff. But we will talk with you frankly about the topics you want to go over, whether it's about how some of your accounts are running, or are you ready to retire, or should you pay your kids' college bills? What will that do to your future? What about setting up things for your grandkids or your kids? If you're younger, we have plenty of millennial and Gen X clients. We do know that there are certain sets of values and things for you that are most important to you at these stages of your life. And how do you set yourself up and your kids, your family, going forward so that you get everything taken care of the right way? So, free review, really, really worth a lot more in what it can do for you. Give us a call at the office, Neal Financial Group, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903.
It's a good time to start the relationship of getting to know some financial advisors so that when the time is right, you need it. We had a phone call off the air. Somebody had come in earlier, and we talked about things. They wanted to make sure we were clear on the Social Security and spouse and TRS, which is a screwball deal. But
Well, teacher retirement system and other state governmental systems. If you've got retirement package coming to you, you've been a teacher all the time or some other governmental employee that has that kind of benefit. Now, if your spouse has been working at a regular job outside of that, and they've got Social Security, that's not impacted. But let's say that you, before you went to become a teacher or whatever, did a little bit of work on the outside of that, do have a teeny bit of Social Security out there. What happens when you hit 66?
They offset what you should have received from your Social Security benefit by what you get from your governmental pension, roughly two-thirds of that. So you do get your Social Security benefit, but it can be reduced drastically. You might only get $100 a month, or you may not get anything. You may not get anything if you've got a really good governmental pension or TRS pension.
But I want to straighten out, because that's a misconception, is that if you taught all of your life, your spouse is getting Social Security, and when your spouse passes away, that you can't get your spouse's Social Security benefit. You can get it. It's just going to be offset by your government pension.
Right.
In this case, we were talking about TRS. And so your Social Security benefit will be reduced by the formula that they use to offset the pension, the other government pension plan that you have. So you'll get your TRS, plus you'll get any Social Security benefit that is left over after they reduce your Social Security benefit that's available to you.
Just not using the exact formulas, but like if your spouse was getting a $2,500 a month Social Security benefit and they die, and you were getting a $2,000 TRS benefit, well, okay, you might only end up getting $500 of Social Security from your spouse. Now, that's not the right numbers, but that's the example.
It's because you're already getting $2,000 a month from your TRS or government pension.
See, but what that means is your family income just dropped by a bunch. Because you lose one of those paychecks.
I have to point out there are exceptions to that.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because I know that the University of Houston, if you work at the University of Houston, I don't know enough about it. I just know that there are people who work at the University of Houston who get both TRS and Social Security, and I don't know why.
There are some side deals that have been made with some of these institutions. I know there are several I have clients who were involved with another big university system, and that similar thing happened. So everyone's situation is different. How do you play it? What's the most advantageous, including if you get Social Security, when should you take it, right? All of those things. Strategy. Financial planning, not just what are you investing in your brokerage account or something.
And I'm going to make the point, too, that this is not a TRS program.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a Social Security program.
Yeah.
The Social Security has rules.
Mm-hmm.
And when Social Security is going to make a payment to you, there are certain questions that you have to ask when you apply for your Social Security benefit. And one of them is, do you receive another government pension from any entity?
Yep.
And in this particular case, you would answer, yes, I'm receiving something from Texas State Teacher Retirement System.
And the Social Security Administration, before they give you that first check, they will call you up to verify what the deal is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have to send them a copy of your the statement or whatever. So it's you're not going to pull the wool over their eyes.
Yeah, and so it's not part of, you know, when you get a pension plan from the Texas State Teacher Retirement System, the Texas State Teacher Retirement System doesn't exclude you from getting your Social Security benefit.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to do with your Social Security
benefit.
It's
on the other side of that.
The
Social Security people cramping you up, taking away part of their money that they would give you if you've got these other benefits already coming from TRS or other governmental pensions.
And that's why if you receive TRS, it's always best to go ahead and apply for a benefit with Social Security to see what you're going to get. I know individuals who are receiving TRS, and they said, well, I'm not going to get any Social Security. And I said, well, you need to apply anyway.
Sure. And even if you're getting $50.
Well, they end up getting is enough to cover their Medicare payment.
Yeah, the $135 are up on the Medicare payment.
That they were required to pay for Part B.
And you wouldn't get that
if you didn't apply.
That's it. There you go. Hey, you're going to thank us for that one, aren't you? Yeah, you are. All right. Running out of time for today. We're going to go with Jamie on 10 reasons not to retire.
We'll get to that next time.
Yeah. So next program,
we're going to give you that. I've got one more thing on that Social Security on the Medicare deal.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into somebody that has their Medicare Part B premium, instead of $135, was $539 a month.
Because they make too much money.
And she says, what happened? I said, well, they look back 2 years of your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So what you made last year, that doesn't hit your Part B yet. It's 2 years,
two years ago.
And that's
right.
When the husband that they were making, they were blowing and going that year. Well, now they're paying for it.
That's right.
So is it staying at that level forever?
It changes each year.
Ah. So,
but it's 2 year lag time.
So maybe next year, right?
Yeah, maybe next year it'll come down.
They can come down. Whew. Yeah.
Lots of little nuances.
And how you plan for them is so important. Come by the office for that free review, 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.